You know Fitzpatrick's a veteran quarterback, since y'all are new to each other, will you handle the first preseason game differently than you may have with New England, since y'all knew each other?
You know, we're going to sit down as a staff. We've talked a lot about the first game, the second game, third, and fourth game. But we'll sit down as a staff on Wednesday. That's the players' day off this week. And, you know, we'll talk about how much each guy's going to play, how much each unit's going to play. But, you know, quite obviously, you know, we'll get Ryan in there. He'll start the game. And depending on how the game's going, you know, John, like if it's a game where there's some three and outs and I think it's more about how many plays he gets than anything else. So we'll determine that, you know, a little bit on Wednesday and then obviously see how the game's going.
What about another position since it's the first game with all of y'all being with each other?
Yeah, I think again, the guys that are healthy to play will play. You know, now how many quarters will a guy like Dwayne Brown or Chris Myers play? Well, you know, again, that's determined by how the game's going. You know, we look at that as how many snaps each guy should get. So, you know, whether it's 20, 30 snaps, whatever it might be, we'll determine that on Wednesday.
At this point, what are you happiest with that y'all have done this stage of camp?
Well, I think every day these guys have come out and worked. I told them last night in the team meeting, as a team, I appreciate their effort. I appreciate them coming out every day and trying to get better. You know, I want the guys that have the bumps and bruises to get as healthy as they can so they can get back here as soon as they can and play with us, you know, get out there on the practice field. But I think overall this has been a really good group to work with. We've got a lot of good guys in that locker room that come to work every day, and they're fun to teach. We covered a lot of things today. I think they're learning our way of doing things, and so far they've really done a good job of working hard every day to get better.
Bill, A.J. Boyer has really had a good camp from what I've seen. With J.J.O. getting rested during the preseason, do you plan on giving Boyer some reps with the ones at times?
Well, Boyer, you know, based on what package we're in, you know, has been in there a lot, you know, whether it's some type of base package or nickel package or dime package. And he's a young corner who obviously was injured last year. He's got good size. He's competitive. He's smart. He's been out there every day. So he's a guy that, you know, if he continues to get better and better, he'll play a lot of football for us.
In terms of the preseason games, how much is it you doing what you want to do versus like looking into game planning a little bit or seeing
right. I think, you know, again, it's a game by game basis. This first game against Arizona, we'll go out there and again, like I said yesterday, we want to play a good, sound, fundamental game. You know, we're I don't think it's a situation where we're going in there and putting in a big game plan against Arizona. You know, I believe it's more about, hey, look, guys, we've taught you how to handle different things throughout the first 10, 11, 12 practices. Let's go apply it in the game. And I think when you get into the second game, Atlanta will be here for 2 days. We'll practice against them. So, you know, how much game planning needs to go into that game? Well, you're out there on the practice field against them every day and vice versa for Atlanta too. So it'll be similar to the Arizona game. And then I think that third game, even though we're going up there to practice against Denver, we need to, you know, again, like most third preseason games, treat that like a game. But again, that depends, Stephanie, on, you know, the injury situation at that point and where we are as a team. But that's how I view it right now.
What concerns you the most at this
point? It's day to day, John. You know, I don't really have major concerns. You know, every day I wake up, I'm thinking about how I can do a better job coaching this team. You know, I think about different players and how we're using different players. You know, again, I think when you're a football coach, nothing's ever good enough, John. You know, so I think when you come off the practice field, you know, like today, we had a 2-minute situation where I felt like at the end there I called a timeout too quickly. I should have let the clock run down a little bit more. You know, so I've got to get better at things, and I believe our players are working hard to get better. But as far as concerns and things like that, you know, every day we wake up, we're just trying to get better.
What
Sure. Bill, you talked specifically about Suofilo and the jump to playing offensive line. When he has a couple different positions he's adjusting to and he's a little bit behind, can he be overworked or can he handle everything?
Well, he's a smart guy, James. I mean, he's a bright guy. He's an instinctive player. There's a lot being thrown at him right now, you know, especially with our system and all the different run schemes and protections and cadences, and we're playing him in different spots, you know. So lots being thrown at him right now. I think he's handled it pretty well. He's been inconsistent, like all the rookies have. Our defense has thrown a lot at him. You know, they're you know, four down front, odd front, you know, diamond front. A lot of things have been thrown at this guy along with all the rookies. So, you know, I think he's coming along fine. He's working hard at it, and he's just trying to play as consistent as he can.
Coach, how has practice changed from what you've had to now that it's game week? Has it changed at all?
No, I think, you know, now we're working a lot of situations. Today we worked a ton of situations, last play situations, red area, third down in a red area, kickoff coverage situations, 2 minute situation, backed up, you know, backed up meaning inside of our own 5 yard line. We got to get the ball out of there. Punt from being in a backed up situation, you know, so we worked a lot of different situations today, and that's basically what the last 2 days have been about. And then tomorrow we'll go out there and grind one out, have a somewhat of a quote unquote normal practice. And then Wednesday will be their day off. Thursday we'll do a little Arizona work, and then Friday walk through, and we'll be leaving for Arizona Friday. Tim Cornette, you know, he's a guy that came in here last week and he's worked hard at trying to learn our system. I thought today, just in the walkthrough when I was with him, I thought he did a decent job with some of the protections and some of his assignments. So, big guy, you know, got a decent amount of talent. So we'll see where it leads.
From the end of OTAs until training camp, you said that you're going to be looking at a lot of things, and one of the things that you were talking about was nutrition. What are some of the things that you've kind of got in place, you know, after being here for mini camp and OTAs to training camp? What are some of the things that you've been focused on?
Well, I believe it's improved, Stephanie. You know, we hired Steve Smith. He's our team nutritionist. He's done an excellent job of coming in here and meeting with Aramark, the people that cook our food, who are awesome. You know, they do a great job. And he sat down with them along with our strength coach, Craig Fitzgerald, and Jeff Kaplan, and our trainer. And they've looked at the setup of the cafeteria, the food that we're serving, the different choices that we give the players. And I believe it's getting better and better. But I still think there's always improvement, you know, whether it's maybe a new design for the cafeteria or, you know, continuing to consult with the players on their food choices and things like that. So I think it's something that has improved, but Steve Smith is always looking to keep improving it.
What's your expectations for Tom Savage in his first preseason game? Do you expect him to play the whole second half?
I expect him to go out there and go 29 for 30, okay, throw for 500 yards, okay, not make a mistake. No, you know, I'm kidding, Jason. I think that he's improved every day. It'll be a whirlwind for him when he gets out there. The speed of the game, and it will be for all the rookies. All the rookies. It'll be a whole different ball game. A very fast game. Different looks will be thrown at him. He, you know, as all rookies, when he gets out there right away, he'll be nervous and he's got to calm the butterflies and just do what he's been taught to do to this point and go out there and play football. Get us into the right play, make good decisions, throw the ball accurately, get us in and out of the run scheme the way we've been doing it, you know, meaning, you know, should I run it here or run it there, things like that. And I think if he does that, he'll come out of it feeling pretty good and then just try to keep getting better every week.
Considering you got like Cooper, Suofilo, and Jones, Ben's started, how worried are you about Brandon Brooks at this point?
Well, again, you know, he came back, had an injury issue, and, you know, I'm just following the lead of our medical people, Jeff Kaplan. Jeff says that Brandon is improving, and when Brandon's ready to practice, he'll come out and practice. You know, the issue there is that when you've missed all that time, you know, you're not in football shape. So that is a concern that you know, we've got to, when he comes back, get him in shape, get him back into the swing of things, and get him back into competition because, you know, at that position, it's a heck of a competition. So.
Yeah. On both sides. How much does that help you?
Well, Ben's versatility as far as playing both sides at guard, like you said, and being a backup center. Ben's a very versatile player. He's been out there every day. He's a tough guy, great teammate. And so his versatility really, really has helped us.
DJ says he likes line up at the line of scrimmage a lot. With his skill set,
DJ Swearinger likes lining up at the line of scrimmage a lot. Well, he's going to have to line up in the deep part of the field too. So,
what about his, when he's not on the deep side? What about his skill set? Do you like if he's going to play closer?
Yeah, well, again, you know, he's an aggressive player. He's a good tackler. Another guy that I believe is a great teammate. Practices hard every day. He loves football. I love watching that guy practice. You know, he's into it. And, you know, he does things in the box that are good. You know, he understands how to fit runs. He does a good job of coming off the edge when we bring him on blitzes and things like that. So he's getting better and better every day. Thanks, guys.